A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. I will tell you this. We were going to jump in. I guess we got a quick segment here. It's only about 2 minutes. Obviously, the big news of the day, Orenthal James Simpson passed away. But we'll spend a minute on that. You know, I'm not going to get into that whole thing, but I was listening. Cam Newton was on, Club Shay Shay, and he went over a plethora of things, Kirk Cousins contract. And he said Christian McCaffrey would be a top 10 receiver. I do believe that, you know, his route running ability, especially in the slot, would just be doing just, he would be, I'd hate to see him.
Thicker than nickels, faster than linebackers.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. And the run after the catch and the space, oof, he would be a problem. They asked him about, first of all, at the Super Bowl, me and Jake, I mean, I've met Cam before. I'm going to give him a shout out. No media attention or anything like that. He donated, I think it was $25,000 to my daughter's school in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Very, very minimal, very little fanfare. Was genuine, you know, took pictures with the kids. They just, you know, fun, you know, and he was great, you know. I just happened to be there. That's a big brother. And he's legit 6'5". I think he's a little bit bigger now. You know, he's probably, obviously he's not in football shape. You know, 245, 250. And obviously he's made a lot of news with his outfits. Now, he wears some extremely tight pants. I don't know if they're capri pants. I don't know what he wears. I just know they're tight. Well, Shannon Sharpe asked him about it. Now, Shannon Sharpe wears tight stuff, right? And so both of them are, you know, talking about it. Cam Newton says, "Don't think I don't have the juice. Bring your girl around me." Cam, listen. and then when he did it, he sat back and took a big, you know, puff of his cigar. Blew a big thing. Like, it was a boss move, man. And, as much as we're about to talk about OJ, you still got these young dudes out here doing some stuff, saying some stuff that just next level. And then you get on, he probably has some of his Shannon Sharpe, I think it's cognac or whatever he's doing. Yeah. Probably had that flowing a little bit because it was later in the interview. It wasn't at the beginning. So, but anyways, the big news of the day. His Orenthal James Simpson passing away, cancer. I didn't even know he was sick. I used to pay much attention to him. You know, obviously, you know, if there ever was an example of hitting the highs of going to the stratosphere of being the first 2,000 yard back, being at that mecca of a football career, and then he was on every commercial. Remember the Hertz? Mm-hmm. You're probably too young. Hertz commercial and all this other stuff. Sideline reporter. I think he did one for one of our Orange Bowls. You know, I think it might have even been when we won our first national championship. Text line, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. In 1994, O.J. Simpson was on the sideline reporter. I've met him a few times. Obviously, him and my dad, you know each other. He was doing sideline stuff for when the Dallas Cowboys played the Buffalo Bills up in Minneapolis. So I saw him and met, talked to him. Quite frankly, numerous times. I even saw him later on in my NFL career down at a Roy Jones against John Ruiz fight. And I'm going to tell a funny story real quick. So
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don King, which is crazy. Don King obviously had killed somebody before, but he was trying to start a sports agency. So he flew a lot of us out there that are free agents out to this fight. And that's one. It was cool because, you know, Don King had the suite that they rented out, the suite that they had on, was it not Wedding Crashers, but what's the movie with the that was in Vegas?
Hangover?
Hangover. So he had that. And that's where we had to go get our tickets. It was like me, Lavernius Coles. It was all of us out there. Jeff Posey. And so we had to go get our tickets. Well, Shaq was there with his friends getting his tickets. So that's where I met Shaq. That's where I was hugging his, you know, like a little kid hugging her dad. And so I met Don King. So then we went to the fight. Met Denzel or whatever. And Denzel had the biggest bodyguard. I mean, it looked like he was on, you know, Denzel was on his shoulders. He's a little old dude. Well, anyways, people stand up. During intermissions, people kind of sit down. Then they stand up, or, you know, you're supposed to sit down during the fight. But we were on, like, row 8. It was me and a couple other teams. Jeff Posey, Jason Simmons. We all met out there. Ron Merkerson, who played at Colorado. His dad is a boxing promoter. So we were up there real close. Mike Rucker and all those guys. And so it was about a lot of NFL dudes. And OJ was in the row in front of us. And I talked to him and just said, what's up? And just, hey, man, remember me? I'm Jay Foreman, just this and this. Jason Simmons is a dude that likes to, was it Riz? Or you like to Raz yeah, a little bit. So OJ went and he had his, like, his left hand or something. So Jason Simmons was like, no, I want to shake your right hand. Right?
Nah. Right?
And I was like, yo, because OJ's a big dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, Jason, you tripping, right? He's like, yeah, because Jason's from Cali, right? Ah. But he's like, let me get your right hand. So OJ, well, he was cool with it. Started laughing. Everybody started laughing. Well, Roy Jones, because John Ruiz, I think, is from the Buffalo area, but he was fighting Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones has always been one of my favorite boxers. Roy Jones had some friends in the first two rows. Well, they kept standing up. Now, they're his buddy. Yeah, they're his friends. So everybody's like, hey, man, you know, you don't sit down. And they was just like, whatever, we're here with Roy. So the fight started kind of getting good because Roy was coming up, I think, from middleweight or light heavyweight to heavyweight, you know, to try to be a heavyweight champion. And this is when the fight's getting good, but we couldn't see because we're like we had the rows from 6 to 10, you know, we're right there. Mm-hmm. And they weren't listening to us, you know. So finally, OJ stood up and was like, sit the F down, loud too. And they turned around like they were going to do something. They saw it was OJ, sat right down. Hey, listen, they do it. If it don't fit, you must have quit. But anyways, man, that's my OJ Simpson stories. Nevertheless, you know, he passed away. And obviously, like I said, you know, somebody that could go from the highs of highs and be associated with some not so good times. And then kind of like, you know, it's just based on, it's subjective. You know, you go to prison for trying to get back your property that got stolen. That's how they get you in prison. And today passed away of cancer. Cancer sucks anyways, regardless who it is. But that's the news of the day in the short segment. At the top of the hour, coming back. We're going to take a quick break at the top of the hour. We're going to have Upside Bar and Grill to talk about maybe some of the drink specials, food specials, and the UFC fight this weekend or Saturday. We'll go over the openings and closings, and obviously they'll have some stuff on Friday night as well. So Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.